We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
Welcome to Toward Anarchy. I am your host, Michael Storm. Thank you so much for joining me. It is Sunday afternoon. It's 1 p.m. Central Standard Time all around the world. I am here live, and it is always my pleasure to do so. I get an immense feeling of satisfaction and enjoyment coming here every week and turning on the microphone and getting a chance to chat with you about some of these things that are happening. And boy, was it a week. It's been an interesting place in the world since the last time we were here. And so there's plenty to talk about. If you want to, you can follow along. If you're not with me live, this helps a little bit sometimes to be able to just go to towardanarchy.com, and there you can find everything that I'm doing one way or another. It's pretty simple. I make it real easy for you to find what you're looking for when you get there to the website, and to click those buttons and to do that like, share, follow, subscribe thing that's so important that makes all of this possible. If you're not someone who does this and you're not someone who watches, say, a website statistics, if you don't have a website and you're not there watching the statistics and seeing how important it is that people are participating with you in your thing, to be able to share it, to give it that quality, that presence within the social media, anywhere on the web, it requires you paying attention and participating in it. That was the beauty of the internet, right? It made it so we can all interact with each other now. We can all share information. Well, let's get to it. That seems to be something that we've forgotten. We want to stand on our little soapbox and holler out our thing and share our thing, but we forget that sometimes the easiest way to get our message across is to share other people's messages, to take the work that other people have done and say, well, here, maybe I don't necessarily happen to believe 100% everything that's said here within the pages of this book or in this video or in this link or in this audio, in this podcast, whatever it is, but you might find something valuable in it. You might find something in it, a message that helps you move forward. We talk about so much stuff here. We talk about life. We talk about the politics. We talk about the society, and we talk about second lives, digital worlds, and things like that, and living vicariously through other things. All the entertainment and just the different tools that we use every single day, and we don't necessarily think about it. That's kind of the point of the like, share, follow, subscribe. We get into this pattern where we're just scrolling, we're just feeding our own whatever it is. Sometimes it's ego, sometimes it's something a little more lofty than that. Not that there's anything necessarily wrong with ego. That needs to be broken down into some of its finer points to decide what is good and what is bad about some of the things that people do with their ego. But it's a challenge, but it's fun, and it's easier to do. It's more satisfying. It works better if we do it together. You and I together. So please like, share, follow, subscribe, share towardanarchy.com. Visit the network website. That's a big thing, because and it sounds like it's self-serving for me to say, well, visit the network because I'm on the network, and somebody, if the network doesn't keep going, I don't get to keep going. But that's not true. That's the point of having the network, of having the group. There are a million platforms. There are plenty of places anyone can go to do this anymore. That's part of the beauty of the internet. But the fact is that you have a family here, and you have people behind the network, Republic Broadcasting Network, that support the ideas of free thought and free speech and free association. And those things are so much more important and core to our ability to move forward as a race and as people, to get together as a society voluntarily, than it is these other aspects of who we are and these societies, these things that we create around us, these divisions that get thrown at us constantly. We have a family here at the network that the core value is that you get to be you, especially when you're just talking about ideas. We need to share these ideas, and we need to work through the troubles that we have. And we have to do it. We have to do it together. Look, the police are liars, thieves, and murderers, but let's not forget they're cowards too. And this is the thing that I've repeated so often. The police are so useless. They're just completely useless. They're not here to protect us. They're not here for service. Those are things that occasionally they manage to do. But the real truth is that the police show up to a crime 9 to 13 minutes. Okay, let's say 12 minutes. Let's just give them the benefit of the doubt. 12 minutes. But then they stand around for an hour while people are being murdered. Oh, no, they don't all stand around for an hour. Some of them get together and work up a little thing where they go in and rescue their damn kids. That happens. Oh, no, they took some time to arrest mothers and beat on and tase fathers who wanted to go in and try to rescue their own children while the police stood around and drank water in the hot sun. It happens. I have an article. Go to towardanarchy.com and just look for the articles link, and it's the very last one at the bottom of the page. It's called Abolish Policing and the Practice of Creating Criminals. I wrote that years ago. I don't even know how long ago it's been now. It's been a couple of years ago at least, if not closer to three. And everything about it is true. Everything about it is relevant. Everything about it is me saying everything about police that we already know, that just gets lip service, that just gets a nod. Yeah, well, you know, they're robbing us. And yeah, they're allowed to take things that shouldn't be theirs. And yeah, they're building up weapons of mass destruction on our streets. And yeah, they're waging a war against innocent people who are participating in voluntary practices. We all know this. I said this. What I didn't say in there is that they were going to stand around and let your kids get killed. Because that's what they've done. That's what they do. That's what they do over and over again. They arrive late. Let's just give them the benefit of the doubt. And I can't. I can't even do it. I can't even pretend like there's some reason for them not to have done something. You know, this network, Republic Broadcasting Network, is right there in the good old heart of Texas. The beautiful state of Texas. It's a wonderful state. And I can say that I've been there. I spent much time there as a kid growing up, years in Texas and in different places in Texas. And it's a wonderful place, wonderful people. One of my favorite places in the nation. And I've been from one side of it to the other. And I'm sad that even there, even in Texas, even in one of the better places, one of the places where the individual is so often recognized over the collective, even there's just a failure of the system to do what it claims it's supposed to do for us. The only mandate that government is really given by the people, that it find ways to protect us, whether that be our rights or whether it is to help us organize, to come together to protect our land, as it were, our borders. I can't give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm sorry. I've been on this thing, on this side of this issue for far too long. I've seen too much of this happen. I've watched the police not care. I've watched the police generate revenue to enforce laws that benefit them, not enforcing the law of the land or protecting property or serving people and acting as their tool, their source of being able to do something that they can't otherwise do for themselves. It's a slogan right on the side of their car. It says to protect and serve. I see it on all of them. I don't think I've ever seen a police car that didn't say it. They all say it. It's a slogan, and they pay lip service to the idea. They don't serve us. They rob us. They spend most of their time looking for ways to steal money from us. The rest of that time, supposedly they're spent protecting us, but they don't investigate crimes. I mean, that's separate people. That's not the police. The police don't investigate crimes. That's a myth that's presented on the television. The police who investigate the crimes and the lawyers and blah 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 who prosecute them. The police don't investigate crimes. They're like street sweepers after a parade. That's what police are. They're the guy that comes in and cleans up the mess after everything's already happened. And then as far as investigating things, well, that's turned over to a detective. That's not a police officer. Police, their job is policing. And policing is the literal act of looking for and creating criminals based on political and social opinion. They do not serve us. They do not protect us. The idea that they do, that it's an altruistic thing that police do, it's self-delusional. It's delusional to them, and it's delusional to the people who are subject to policing. It's based on this false notion that laws are good, that society benefits from enforcing laws because, again, laws are good, and those laws will make people be good. But that's not true. It's just not true. Laws are pieces of paper. They're political and social opinions that benefit the state and occasionally us. Occasionally. Every once in a while. But that's really not... there was somebody that said it this week, one of these justices or some... Well, one justice is saying, oh, we need to repeal the Second Amendment. You can't repeal the Second Amendment. It's not within your purview. It's not within... Government cannot repeal the Second Amendment. If government could repeal the Second Amendment, it would expose the fraud that is so-called protected rights. Are you trying to tell me that we have free speech, the one right before it, but we don't have the right to self-defense, the one right after it, and that we can't touch free speech, but that we can the right to defend ourselves? It's a weird, weird thing. And a longer subject than I have time for today. I want to rage, but I don't, because I don't care. I'm not the first person to come along and tell you this. Maybe you personally. I'm not the first person along in history to come and say that. There's been many a man who sat in a jail cell for political or social reasons, that put to pen and paper, to put to his voice, some similar argument as what I've given repeatedly for decades. and that's that the police are useless and they should be abolished. The weapons of war need to be taken away from them. They need to be taken off of our streets. Many of them need to be criminally prosecuted, if not just taken out back behind the shed and met with a baseball bat for the crimes that they've done, the things that they've committed, the people that they robbed, that they've killed, that they've, I mean, how many little old ladies and little old men have to get knocked over by some scumbag in body armor with a badge? Innocent people who aren't doing anything to anyone else. And so often they're arguing, well, it's for your own good. Oh, you're going to split my skull open for my own good. That's really going to help the situation, isn't it? I want to be mad. I want to be angry. If you can't tell the difference, I apologize. This is just passionate. I'm really quite indifferent to police harming you because you support them. If you invite that kind of garbage into your life, it's just like people who use drugs or people who have affairs or people who run with criminal scum, your police. If you live by the sword, die by the sword, I don't know. You deserve it. If what you want to do is surrender your safety to armed gang members who will show up 12 minutes later and stand around for an hour and not do a damn thing to help, then do that. But what you don't get to do is have any say in my right to self-defense. That's what I'm tired of. I don't care about these police, these scumbags with their tin badges anymore and their costumes. They're nothing but clowns to me. They really are. But what I am tired of is I'm tired of you trying to take my gun rights because police can't manage their guns, because police are cowards, because I don't even want to get into talking about the guy and why or what he might have been influenced by to do the things he did. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he was controlled by the Alphabet Boys. It doesn't matter if he was controlled by cross-dressers and social misfits who feel they have to rage against the something. They're not raging against the machine. You're not taking it out on the machine when you shoot up a classroom full of kids. The machine doesn't care. The machine stands outside and drinks water. That's what the machine does. But you want to take my gun rights away. You want to take away my natural right to self-defense. We're going to have a problem there. Because you're going to have to come take it from me. Let me repeat that. If you want to take my right to self-defense, you are going to have to come take it from me. You're not even going to be able to get them to come do it. Because I'm not that guy. They've tried multiple times. I've been told I can't have my right to self-defense. And I've said, the hell I can't. Watch this. And I still have my right to self-defense, my paper-protected right. You're going to have to come take my self-defense mechanism from me. And you can't do it. There aren't enough of you. You think there are. You think there's a whole bunch of you out there. You think your little gang is pretty special because you have some of the law, some of the political and social opinion on your side. That stuff only goes so far for just so long. If you don't believe me, look at your history. Look at the history of the world. You're the first to go. You're the enemy of the people. When it speaks of the enemy of the state, in our paper protected rights, that's you, the one who would take away my rights, that would use government, that would use the political and social opinions to take away my natural right to self-defense with any weapon I see fit, any time I see fit, any reason that I see fit. We're going to have a problem. Let me tell you who's coming up on the show today. A great conversation. We'll be right back. Thank you.
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Bernie Sanders, AOC, and 40 other Democrats asked Google to stop collecting location data so that far-right extremists can't use it to identify who has had an abortion. So it was okay to collect location data and use it to identify anybody who was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. It was fine to use location data to try to tie spring break and Sturgis to non-existent COVID outbreaks. It's perfectly acceptable to use location data when it's politically expedient. This location data should be private, period. If the government or anyone else wants to know where you've been, they should be required to either get a warrant or follow you like good old-fashioned gumshoe detectives. If you didn't post the information publicly, it shouldn't be available to anyone. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cevis Pacem, Parabellum.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
I hear something saying,
before I drifted off into talking about liars, thieves, murderers, and cowards, you know, police, I started to say, please support the network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. There's a number of ways to support the network. It's not too tough to do. If you're not technically savvy, you might have some of the trouble clicking on the buttons, but we give you a phone number. It's 800-724-2719, and press extension 3, and then you can talk to somebody. Somebody help you walk through making a donation in whatever way. If you're, you know, if you don't like this, worried about internet security and things like that. Let me tell you something about that. I have used PayPal 1,000 times. I've been using it for years and years and years. And one of the things that you can do, we can do that. We'll call the landline first. You bet. Dr. Dean Lloyd coming up here in just a few minutes. One of the things that you can do at republicbroadcasting.org to help support the network, to keep all these wonderful voices and ideas out there free flowing, is to click that donate button, and that's managed through the PayPal system. And I've conducted transaction after transaction after transaction for years and years and years on PayPal. I've never had a problem. In fact, I wish my PayPal account was my main banking and checking account, because it's a pain to move money over to it from your own account to fund it like that. Money that, you know, if you were to send me money, or if you were to send the network money, they get that money immediately, but if we try to move money from our account to our PayPal account, it takes time. But the functions of the PayPal account are fantastic. All the different things that you can do to control, like renewed contracts with people online. GoDaddy, that's who I do the hosting for the website for towardanarchy.com and for our businesses, for the comic book shop as well. And one of the things is it's a contract that's handled by PayPal, and I can log into PayPal anytime and I look at those contracts and I say, no, I no longer want this contract to be valid, and end that contract. I don't have to contact the individuals. I don't have to do anything. I don't even have to go to their website and tell them that I don't want their services anymore, or call somebody on the phone and tell them I don't want their services anymore. I just go into my PayPal account, knock it, it's off, it's done. PayPal is a fantastic way. It works really easy at republicbroadcasting.org. Just click the donate button over there on the left-hand side and walk through the procedure, and boom, done. And you'll get a nice little thank you letter from somebody, a personal thank you letter from somebody at the network. And otherwise, there's the always favorite win-win situation, the Republic Broadcasting Network store. It's up there near the top of the page in the middle. Click that button. There's clothing. There's filtration systems. There's food storage. There's health and wellness. There's a lot. You understand these things. If you've been around for a while, you kind of know what to expect there. So you can go there and know what you're looking for. It's a lot of survival and prep and health and promotional ideas, and not just promotional for the network or something like that, but I mean promoting good ideas, you know, supporting the Second Amendment and supporting free speech and things like that. All of these things inside the store, whatever they are, they're that win-win situation, and you look at it, you find it, you say, all right, I want that. You support that product or service, the company that makes those things, and that helps support the network. It's just as simple as that. Please do that. Dr. Dean Lloyd will join us here. He'll jump into this conversation here in just a few minutes, and we're going to go off on our own thing. We're not going to – well, I'll try not to. It's going to be one of those days where I'm going to have to let Dr. Lloyd just – talk a lot because everything that he says that I can tie back to recent events and sort of making my point about some of these things, I'm probably not going to be able to avoid jumping in there and throwing in my two cents. That's just a million things that we could talk about, but the big thing that we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about warring for peace. And if you don't understand that concept, then you definitely need to hear it, because people who understand warring for peace sometimes, I mean, they're that much closer, at least, to managing having to deal with warring for peace. But if you don't even understand what that might mean, you may not understand how badly your warring for peace is affecting you and is really messing with your day-to-day. There are so many little things like that they just dig and they just eat at us slowly over time. That's what creates bitter old people. That's what you get, bitter old people who followed the system, that supported the system for their whole lives and never really got anywhere. They were always told, yes, if you go to school and you get a job and you go to college and spend some more money before you've ever made a dime, then get a job and everything will be great. You'll be taken care of in your old age. Just save but they don't. They just tell you it's slogans. It doesn't really help you out. So these are things that within you can cause little wars and little battles, and that's just one little taste of what we'll be talking about with Dr. Dean Lloyd when we come back here on Toward Anarchy.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people.
because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is Toward Anarchy on RBN with Michael Storm.
TowardAnarchy.com. Go there, and I want you to look for today's date. If you're not with me live, it may not be right there on the front page. You might not just be able to click on it and jump in. But if you click on the episodes button and then 2022 May, it's the last weekend in May here, May 29th, you'll see my guest, Dr. Dean Lloyd. Of course, Evolving the Species is his website. The links are there. There's a bunch of stuff there that I want to point out because I didn't plan this out. I didn't have anything to do with the events of the world going on, but I did plan to talk today about one thing with Dr. Lloyd, because I had come across this meme that I shared at towardanarchy.com. Look for May 29th, and you scroll down to towards the bottom of the page there, and you'll see there's always some meme image there that I've shared. And in this case, this is one that I saw weeks ago, probably about 3 weeks ago, right after the last time Dr. Lloyd was here, I'm sure. And it was one of those. This is perfect. We have to have this. This is perfect for the next time Dr. Lloyd is here, because this is something that this is the whole point of our conversations. This everything that we're going through, that we spent the last year or so chatting with each other about, is about empowering people and realizing the power within yourself to control not only your your world around you, to, you know, empower yourself to deal with the world around you, but to deal with yourself internally as well, that being more, you know, the more important thing, because you can't really successfully deal with the world around you until you've dealt with the world inside you. This meme, people don't need to be saved or rescued. People need knowledge of their own power and how to access it. And it just couldn't have been more of a prophetic statement in relation to what happened in Texas, because it's the same answer. If you're looking for the problem, if you're looking for the solution to the problem, it's the same answer. You need to empower people, give people knowledge and strength and the desire and the will to defend themselves, to believe that they are valuable, to not subject themselves to the whims of costumed clowns with plastic tin, plastic faces and tin badges. It's about empowering people. And I had to save that one to bring here, and it just ends up being such a fitting statement on events of the last week. We need to empower people. Would you agree, Dr. Lloyd?
Hello, Michael.
How are you?
Yes, I certainly do, and it's good that you mentioned in the beginning of the show about self-defense, because I'm going to be covering that in a way most people probably haven't thought about. So with that, I wanted to first recognize that we are in a war, but the war is reflected on the outside. It's not what most people think of, and I'm going to read a definition here from Wikipedia what war really is. Most people think of is the bigger cudgel approach. You know, we have a bigger weapon. That means that you don't mess with us. You know, it used to be thought of as the more powerful you are, the more muscle you have, you know, the more you can lift boulders and all of this. And that's not true power. The true power, half of this game in life is power. And the other half is consciousness. So when we speak of what real power is, it's the true understanding. It's not the bigger muscles. It's not, the bigger weapons. You know, that's power, harnessing power and leveraging it in a certain manner. What we're going to be talking about today is the warring for peace and what that looks like and why is it the way it is. And I'm going to tie this directly into health. And I'll bring up some of the main points. First, we're dealing with space-age technology versus stone-age emotions.
Yes.
Okay? We're dealing with that baseline issue here. We can go to the moon, those that feel like we've actually made it there. We can go to Mars. You know, we can do all these amazing things with technology evolving. Not revolving, making the most out of our collective human heritage. What does that look like? Okay, what is the human condition? Right? What does it mean to be human? The struggle to survive, to grow and prosper, understanding the basis of war on this planet. Instead of living under the irrational primitivism of Stone Age emotions, we need to realign ourselves psychologically and socially with the more functionally fulfilling proclivities of the technological advances of space age perspectives. In other words, let's bring our emotional body, our emotional self, up to the technology, right? Otherwise, we have AI running everything, which is not what I want. Despite our breakthrough creations up until now, our innovative brilliance is still being run by emotionally primitive mindset. And I can speak to that medically, very directly, okay? We've got these amazing, you know, we got MRIs, we've got blood tests, We've got all these ways of reading and testing things, but it's only as good as the intelligence understanding those numbers and where what it means. You know, that might be a program unto itself, which I'll be happy to see. Installing a new paradigm, an overreaching perspective that allows all social systems to become complementary in an ongoing, harmonically adaptive synergy. Now, I'm one of solutions, Michael. You know, I heard it's amazing how very adept that we have the ability to make sense of the problem. I mean, people are going into it very deeply, which is great. But I want to hear solutions. How do we break this cycle? And as I was saying before, you'd mentioned self-defense, but we're born with that absolute right. And you said it with proper emotional emphasis, said if you mess with me, there's going to be a problem, and there will be. Then how does that tie into our inner security, or without security, insecurity, okay? So we have to know what inner security is built on. How does that, you know, where does inner security come from? And what I'd like to do is just take a quick leap back into the previous...
Yeah, we talked about that a few weeks back, yeah.
Yeah, the previous show, and I'll just read a segment, the brief segments, a paragraph on page 86 of Cruising the Epiphany Highway. And this goes back to the ego matrix. Remember, our self-image, right?
Right.
However personable one might appear when the dynamic disequilibrium of the ego matrix dictates, the existence of the soul is bound to be kind or of crappy. I'm going to I don't want to say over the air what it says on paper, but I'll read that again. The existence of the soul is bound to be kind of crappy.
Mm.
Okay. I think you can figure out what that word really is.
Yeah.
Bovine excrement, all right. haven't you noticed? Everybody wants vitality, love, joy, and intimacy. Most people wind down with sickness, alienation, separation, and misery. Lots of mass hysteria out there. Well, I'm not reminding you all of this just to rub our collective nose in it. Before this book is through, you will discover some definitive answers about how to personally and collectively facilitate the quality of life that is truly commensurate with being human. But before we get into the good stuff, it'll prove most beneficial for you to understand how the nature of human consciousness, as far as accessed, has manifested in the competitively destructive warring that has plagued every society that has so far existed on this earth. Now, you mentioned that you wanted me to, you know, exercise my big mouth today.
This is what's going to happen is that because we're talking about empowerment and we're talking about warring, all of this stuff, of course, applies to what's happening in the world, and we can just point to any number of things. But with this shooting, this school shooting, fresh in the mind, and my own stance on these things previously, and me not being the first person to ever talk about these things and bring up these ideas, I'm set there to just hit on every little thing to say, oh yeah, no, this is what we're talking about right here. You know, this is what we have to change. This is what we have to do. You know, I don't want to do that. So that's why I was saying, you know, let you talk and get into it. But I also need to participate with you and speak with you and get in some questions and some thoughts on these things, because we are just a bunch of monkeys playing with missiles at this point.
Are you using monkey as a buzzword? Because of the monkeypox as well.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's one more
we're,
of these
we're
things.
We're dealing with the collective insanity, and I'm going to get into the solution, okay? Because it's what people are usually led by or drawn to is their fears. Remember, that is the prime draining force. Fear and anger are the top two, okay? And anger is when you don't know how you feel.
When you're not in touch with those feelings.
Feelings. You made me feel that way because you said that, and that's not right. And, you know, in other words, you're emotionally charged. And emotion is feeling in motion. So we have to watch ourselves. We have to be very diligent about how we put out our energy. So with that, I want to go into a kind of poem in a sense. It's directly connected to this, and it's on page 319 in the book, Cruising the Epiphany Highway. So I'll read it out now. To transcend is to become more expansively, inclusively integrated. Unfoldment, refinement, fulfillment of self-potential leads to expansive, inclusive, integrated access to self. It is expansive spiritual unfoldment when it is inclusively integrated as human fulfillment. The shadow cannot exist without the light. Without light, there can be no shadows. Imprisoned within the endless warring in their minds, most people are living as prisoners of war, who are imprisoned within the endless warring in their minds. Now, when we think of how, I'm going to give you the war definition of in the Wikipedia version. Not that I like using this as a source.
I don't mind the Wikipedia thing. People are hard on it because let's face facts. Most people are hard on Wikipedia because it doesn't say what they want it to say.
Well, that's in. We're always open to refining definitions because as we evolve consciously, the words take on better meanings. But unfortunately, the words are being used so incorrectly these days.
Mm. You tell me.
Like the word race. I mean,
yes.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's confusing people because they don't understand the vocabulary enough. Yeah.
Oh, here's another one for you. Gender is another one that keeps getting thrown at us all the time. And they keep talking about gender roles. And I keep trying to tell people there's no such thing as a gender role. This is something that you people have made up in your minds. There's just things that need to be done. Now, maybe classically somebody is, someone of a particular sex has taken on that gender role. But there's no such thing as gender roles. There's just stuff that needs to be done. And I'm a stay-at-home father for most of my life. I've been the person who has been here and raised the family and taken care of the household. So don't tell me about gender roles. Let's talk about that language, yeah.
And it's our job to question this, you know, and it's our job to not buy into anything that doesn't make sense. I mean, this is obviously not making sense, and look how far it's being taken. How many 50-something plus gender types and things? They're making it so confusing, which is their intention, because, and I'll get into why that's happening. But to stay on point, let me give you the definition of war, and just keep in the back of your mind that whenever something doesn't make sense to you, when someone says, you know, like you mentioned gender or the word, you know, peace, you know, what is peace or safe, you know, describe safe. I mean, this was the vaccine that was supposed to be safe and effective. It's neither. I mean, you can't do that kind of thing. So you have to be on guard. You have to have your guard up and ask the questions. And if you do have a question, say, what do you mean? You know, describe it so it makes sense to me, okay? All right, keep that in the back of your mind. So here's the definition of war. War is an intense armed conflict between states, governments, societies, or paramilitary groups such as mercenaries, insurgents, and militias. It is generally characterized by extreme violence, aggression, destruction, and mortality using regular or irregular military forces. Warfare refers to the common activities and characteristics of types of war or wars in general. Total war is warfare that is not restricted to purely legitimate military target and can result in massive civilization or other non-combatant suffering and casualties.
Perfect place to leave it. We will be right back with Dr. Dean Lloyd.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Let's go! We'll be right back.
com to follow along. As always, look for the 29th of May. You'll see that Dr. Dean Lloyd is evolving the species. He's trying to help us. He's doing every little bit his part. And we're looking at Cruising the Epiphany Highway, the book there by Ann Rosen, and that is that's available all the time at the website. There's always it's one of the things that's get a permanent link there at towardanarchy.com. Just down on the right hand side, you can always click on the Cruising the Epiphany Highway image there and grab yourself a copy of the book, and you can follow along, because a lot of what we're talking about in terms of actual words, sometimes the sort of poetry flair kind of things that Dr. Dean reads here, sometimes that they're directly out of the book, so you can literally follow along with us. And that it's just I found it such an interesting book, and just the way it's written, and it's very fun, and that's why we're here talking about it, because I thought, wow, okay, you know, this is what Dr. Dean Lloyd likes to talk about. This is what's helped him sort of shape his current identity. Anyway, it may not have always been a part of his identity, but it is now, and it's very cool. It's very interesting. I like Dr. Dean Lloyd as a person and as a healer and a facilitator. Those are fantastic words. I love that right away. Let's check out this book. Let's look through it. Let's see what it is. And just the style of writing and the fun that's in it, I thought it was great. And so we agreed to do this thing where we talk every month about different aspects of the book, because it talks about the different aspects of who we are and the things that we're dealing with. And we're talking today about warring for peace and all these different little battles that go on inside us. And so you gave us the definition of war. And I think the one thing that I took away from it, Dr. Lloyd, was that it's kind of a watered down status version of it. We got just a minute before the top of the hour. Any other thoughts on the definition of war? Did we lose you? We not hearing him. All right, well, okay, we'll get him back here. I'll just chat at you. There's a couple of things I wanted to throw at you, since we have a minute anyway before we get to the top of the hour. Just some things that I'd talked about recently. I'm right. I was right about the She-Hulk, about them releasing that crappy trailer for She-Hulk with the terrible computer generated graphics in there. And they immediately, as soon as people started talking about it, they turned around and changed that and decided that they were going to go back and rework all that, which is exactly what I said that I thought they were doing. Obi-Wan came out this week. I like it, even though that they're already triggered and they've already replaced a scene early at the beginning of it that reflects back to when the Purge, Order 66, the murdering and killing of the Jedi, was ordered by the Emperor, and that included the killing of children. Maybe it was a bad time. We will come back, and Dr. Dean Lloyd will join us again in the second half of the show. We're talking about warring for peace on Toward Anarchy.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.